A farmer chairing the Fish and Wildlife Commission. Hello and welcome, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
It's an honor, and I really am excited about it. So it's not completely sunk in yet, but I'm looking forward to the challenge. And
Fentress County farmer Jim Bledsoe has been selected as chairman for the Tennessee Fish and Wildlife Commission. The 13-member commission is the governing body of the Tennessee Wildlife Resources Agency. That body is made up of private citizens selected to serve by the governor, Speaker of the Senate, and Speaker of the House.
There's one thing that very few people get to do, and it's a big honor that my peers chose me to do it. It's a good thing for agriculture, I think, because I am Governor Haslam's agricultural appointment to the commission, and now we've got our agriculture appointment as chairman, so hopefully we can all work together.
Governor Haslam appointed Bledsoe to the commission in 2011 for a six-year term, and he has served as secretary and this past year as vice chairman. He'll serve as chairman for the next year, and he served as the Fentress County Farm Bureau president since 2007, and he operates a broiler and commercial cow-calf operation near Jamestown. And his love of farming and hunting and fishing interest are behind his goals of both industries working together.
And my goal is to get agriculture and wildlife to the same table. I mean, we don't always have to agree on everything, and quite frankly, we're not going to agree on everything. But as long as we're at that same table and we're talking back and forth and working with one another, I really hope that we can achieve that goal.
Jim Bledsoe, the new chairman of the Tennessee Fish and Wildlife Commission. He also serves as treasurer of the Fentress County Soil Conservation District. He attended Clark Range High School, Tennessee Tech, and Haywood College. He and his wife, Sonia, have two children. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.